wise what she wanted. She had such a success at Jonesboro and then at Searcy, and just a great lady. And she realized what happened when they called the officials over to the scorer's table, and she knew what was going on. Madeline Collins hits both free throws. So now Searcy will have the basketball. I should say Mountain Home will have the basketball. Adelaide Vaughn is into the ball game. Lucero Shinna is into the ball game for the Lady Lions. Several new players. They got several players I don't have on the original roster. Here's a missed shot by Mountain Home. Lady Lions with it. 7:43 to play. And a foul against Mountain Home. Foul against the Lady Bombers is on Leah Jackson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number four. .7:19 to play. Ball poked loose. Collins falls on it from Mountain Home and comes up with a steal. 17 turnovers by Searcy. Lady Bombers will work it ahead now with 7:05 left in the contest. Lady Bombers raced out to a 30-4 lead at the end of the first quarter. Searcy with the reserves in a 2-3 zone now. Here's Jackson left side for Mountain Home. Cross-court pass. Here's Martin to the baseline right. Drive shot won't drop, but there is a foul and a couple of free throws coming up now for Martin. Well, whoever number 34 is just picked up the foul. She's not on the roster. Emma Martin at the free throw line. First one is good from the Mountain Home sophomore. Abby Martin will check in, and Madeline Collins comes out now for Mountain Home. One more free throw for Emma. And it's good. She has come off the bench and scored 7 points tonight. 54-17, Mountain Home leads it with 5:54 left in the contest. Lady Lions working on the offensive end. Province is back into the ballgame. There's a couple players out there not on the roster. Don't have a clue who they are. Here's a shot along the baseline. That was nicely put back in by Adelaide Vaughn. She gets the offensive rebound and the putback. 5:24 to play. Lady Bombers up 54-19. Here's Hardy. A 12-footer partially blocked. Rebound along the baseline loose. Nobody went after it. Now they're going to call a jump ball, and it's Mountain Home basketball. Lady Bombers will have it left baseline under their basket to inbound. No, now they're going to, which. They never changed the arrow, so it's going to be Searcy basketball. So Searcy ball with the alternating possession, and the Lady Bombers had the ball to start the fourth quarter, so they just forgot to switch the arrow. Emma Martin clobbered at midcourt. She's going to be fouled by Province. Going to be her second, fifth team foul. Mountain Home had taken the ball away. That's 18 turnovers now by Searcy on the night. Inside it goes to Effie Hardy. Right side hook shot. A little strong off the glass. It won't go. And the rebound controlled by the Lady Lions. Well, everybody's wanted to see Effie score some points here on senior night. She has been such a great teammate throughout her career. Has not gotten a whole lot of playing time, but, hey, she loves being a part of the team. She's always encouraging, and I tell you, the young ladies all love her, and, boy, they'd love nothing better than to see her score some points here tonight. Here's a foul against Emma Martin. Her second, and there's Effie coming out of the ballgame now. They'll give her a chance to come off the court and for the final time here on senior night. as Foreman checks back in. There's a jump ball on the far side, and this time the arrow points towards Mountain Home. The Lady Bombers will get it back with 3:16 left to play. 54-19, Mountain Home on top. Abby Martin, left side now for Mountain Home. Jackson back to Abby. They look inside now to Foreman. Jackson's going to take a three and hit it. Leah Jackson with her first points of the ball game.
Jackson,
2:52 to play. Mountain Home up 57-19. Ball knocked away, out of bounds off Searcy. That's 20 turnovers for the Lady Lions. 2:35 to play. Lady Bombers will get back to the 500 mark with a win here today. They'll go back to 13-13. Jackson, another three. This one is an air ball, and it's going to be Searcy basketball as it sails out of bounds. Two 11 left in the contest. 57-19, Mountain Home. Provitz along the baseline tries to drive, and the ball knocked away. Abby Martin up ahead for Mountain Home. Gives it to her sister. Emma's pass is going to sail out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Searcy. 10 turnovers for the Lady Bombers on the night. Katie Beavers will check in now for Searcy. .130 to play. There's Province with a drive, and she's fouled. She'll shoot two. Let's see who they give it to. It's going to be on Abby Martin, her first. Team's fifth. Province at the free throw line. She has not scored yet this evening. And still hasn't after that first free throw as it's missed. Second free throw is good. 57-20, Mountain Home with 52 seconds left. The Bombers will finish tied for fourth in the district. Abby Martin, a three out top, almost banked it in. The rebound by Foreman. Her putback won't go. And then it's cleared out by Searcy with 31 seconds left. Lady Bombers is going to go 6-6 in the 6A, 5A2 district. Ball knocked away, out of bounds, off Searcy. So Mountain Home gets it back, 12 seconds left. Mountain Home just going to stand, hold the basketball, and run the clock out. 57-20, Mountain Home dominates Searcy tonight to get the victory. We'll come back and wrap it up in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
People often say, "Have a good day."